My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Saturday Night Get-Together here on CBS Sports Radio. Jed Mack coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. All right, we've had some dynamite NBA playoff action today, and we got a 4 spot again tomorrow with one game as a potential closeout. That's the Warriors up 3-0 over the Nuggets. Here to give us a Golden State point of view on where the series sits and what the Warriors have done so far is a guy watching them day in and day out and talks about them on his morning show on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Joe Shasky, good enough to hop aboard. What do you know, Joe? Joe talking to Joe. This should be a good conversation. How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm doing great. The Warriors are on fire, and they're trying to do what no other dynasty has done, and that's invigorate themselves with a new cast member at the end and keep things rocking and rolling. This has been an awesome Warrior season.
It has been, and I do want to ask you about comping the former championship teams to the present championship team, but let's stay in a moment for right now with the 3-0 lead. First two, convincing fashion in San Francisco. Third game in Denver, certainly more competitive. What can Denver do? I think they've thrown some of their best punches, and they're still down 3-0. Is there anything they haven't done yet that they could potentially do to at least extend this series and keep from getting swept?
And you know, my grandfather has a saying, Joey, it is what it is. And Denver has an unbelievable player in Jokic who is so outstanding, and then they got nothing after that. Their two other best players are hurt right now, Michael Porter Jr. and obviously Jamal Murray. And I'll tell you right now, I'm taking Jordan Poole over Jamal Murray. Like, that's how good and how deep the Warriors are. If you go Jokic 1, Steph Curry 2, or vice versa, the next 5 guys are all Warriors. I mean, that's not an indictment. That's the reality. Denver has no second punch. And so the Warriors said, hey, Jokic, we'll let you get 40, but we're not letting Monty Morris go off. We're not going to let, Will Barton go off or any of these other guys. Aaron Gordon, who's a local boy from the Bay Area, the guy can't shoot to save his life. He could fall out of a boat in the Pacific Ocean and not hit water. That's how bad this team is shooting right now. And the reality is they got Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala. These are war daddies. These are playoff-proven champions. And they've sprinkled in Jordan Poole. They're as deep as they've been all year, and they're clicking at the right time.
All right, you've given Jordan Poole his props, and man, does he deserve at this point averaging almost 29 points a game here in the first round of the playoffs. I remember reading a couple articles before the year started, the guys saying basically the same thing. Jordan Poole, a guy to watch out. I think one of them might have been a fantasy article that he was a very draftable player. And I said, all right, I know he had the big year that he had last year, but Clay's going to be back at some time.
Yeah.
Are they overstating this a little bit? I like his talent, but come on, you guys are painting him to be some kind of all-star player. Well, guess what? He is. I have to eat a little crow for questioning those articles. They were right on point. How has this guy made as big a jump as he has?
It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in sports. Like Steph Curry's rookie year, okay? He's a little older, 3-year player. He played almost 38 minutes a game and averaged 19 points. Like, wow, you could see the promise. Jordan Poole's rookie year, okay? Steph Curry breaks his wrist. Klay Thompson out for the year. Kevin Durant leaves and goes to the Nets with the Achilles injury. Draymond Green mailed it in. Didn't play at all. This kid was unplayable. I didn't think he was an NBA player. I watch every single day. My partner, who I do the roast with every single morning, is the Warrior pre and post guy. We would have these long talks off the air. Is the kid even an NBA player? I didn't know. Last year, he went back to the G League again. Last year, his second year. And I'm going, I don't know. He comes back. Him and Steph Curry, the final 2 months of last year, something clicked. And then this year, with Klay Thompson being out again, he starts the year off as a starter and just started showing he could be a 20-point-a-game type of a guy, a facilitator in the half court. What we've seen since February 1st has been outstanding. I am not kidding when I say this. This kid isn't just a star. He is a superstar. He will get the baton from Steph Curry the moment Steph Curry starts to show a little bit of decline. I am blown away with what I've seen. He went from, I don't think he's an NBA player, to, oh, maybe there's a little something here, to, oh my God, he's a rock star on a team filled with rock stars. It reminds me of a band that gets a new guitarist halfway through and then comes out with three or four generational albums after putting out two generational albums. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
He has been dynamite, and it's deserving the praise he's gotten. The one thing I have as far as a question with the Warriors, they're going to win this series. Maybe Denver fights off elimination tomorrow. Could be a sweep, but we know Golden State's moving on to the next round. Is Denver, as you said, after Jokic, who's such a unique player, he's not really a low post player. He's a perimeter player that can go to the low post. They just could score from absolutely anywhere on the floor. But they haven't really been tested down low. Between the three big guys we mentioned, Klay and Steph and Poole, you add Wiggins to the mix, who's a wing player as well. Draymond, we know, is a great defender, but he's not going to beat you up on the offensive end down by the blocks.
No.
Who's going to play defense against teams that are actually going to be able to do something in the lane?
Well, Draymond Green has taken it personal. This guy missed 2.5 months with basically a back injury that I was worried about. Nerve damage in the back. I'm thinking, oh boy, Larry Bird back, you know, the final couple years of his career. He was literally lying on the floor on a towel, you know, watching the game from the sidelines. That's what I thought would happen to Draymond Green when I saw the injury earlier this year. He didn't play for 2.5 months. Since he called himself out on his podcast, he has been outstanding. It's about 3 weeks of basketball. He's been locking down everyone. Here's the thing. They're going to get beat up from time to time on the glass. Kevon Looney's an underrated defender. Andre Iguodala, if he's healthy, he's always chasing the bag of money I'm talking about. But when he's out there and he's playing defense like he can, he's an elite defender. Klay Thompson, the defense is coming around, okay? It is. But this team's just undersized. Here's the thing. They're going to run you off the floor with the high pick and roll, late game situations, and they've got three of the greatest shooters I've ever seen in my life. It's the pick your poison lineup, Earth, Wind, and Fire, whatever you want to call it, the Holy Trinity of three, with Klay, Steph, and Jordan Poole. All three of them right now are three-level scorers, and they just space you and run you out of breath. And that's what they've done to a lot of these big guys, whether it's going back to the LeBron years when they faced LeBron before KD, whether they did it with KD and what they're doing now. They will run you off the floor with this small lineup. But, yes, they will get beat up inside, but they'll exchange 2 for 3 all day. That's a mathematic problem.
Yeah, it is. And when you're shooting 44% from three, you can continue to jack up threes and make as many as they are. That's why the Warriors
are up. Let me give you a nugget. Let me give you a nugget here.
Sure.
Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Jordan Poole, when they play together in the last 2 weeks, because they didn't play at all year because of all the injuries and everything, they played 11 combined minutes. When they play together, 61% of their shots are wide open looks.
That's if you can take them and make them, you're going to be able to win easily, and the Warriors have done that in the first three games here. All right, the Denver will come out in full throttle today. Toronto had the same look. They could have been eliminated. They did step up in their stretch in the Sixers to at least five. What kind of emotion do you think Denver brings to the table after the tough loss the other night? Think they have anything left in the tank?
I think that was the emotional just last stand. I mean, I really do. They were fighting each other. I went to both games in San Francisco, and they were fighting each other on the sidelines. Boogie's fighting his own teammates. Will Barton's at his throat. Mike Malone's doing everything he can to call a million timeouts. There's nothing they can do. This one's a wrap. They gave everything that they could. Jokic is outstanding. I have tremendous respect for him. They just don't have enough firepower. I mean, the reality is they have been waiting, the Warriors, for Memphis and Phoenix all year. Memphis has been bumping their lips, talking smack about the champs all year. And they want a piece of the Golden State Warriors. They're already talking dynasty. They're talking strength in numbers. All these different slogans the Warriors have had over the years. And we know Warrior fans hate Chris Paul. We have tremendous respect for Phoenix. But this is all about the next round. I mean, Jody, this is all about getting to Memphis and playing them at the Grindhouse and then getting to Phoenix. This is about championships. The first round, they need to smoke Jokic right off the floor, and I think that they're going to do it.
All right, speaking of championships, we know the Warriors won as many as they did, as you kind of described them before KD and with KD. We know what the championship run was like. This team's a little different. There's certain elements, the core with Steph and Clay and Draymond and a returning Steph at, Clay at that. But you've also switched out a lot of the pieces, Poole being the biggest one. But how does this team compare? Different looks, but similarities? Is this a team that can comp to some of those championship teams?
This one is so unique. And this is, look at, Kevin Durant is a top 10 NBA player of all time. Whether you think he's 5, 4, 7, like we can all agree, he's unbelievable. But his brand of basketball can kind of be mean, you know, and as a fan, the Warriors' play right now is very joyful. Steph Curry's a joyful, smiling guy. Klay Thompson, the silent assassin. Draymond Green runs hot, and some people love him, some people hate him. But Jordan Poole, charismatic, smiling. There's just an aura about him, the way he plays. When Kevin was on the team, everything was serious, and it was never enough, and he was super angry, and he was alienating everyone. I will never say that a Kevin Durant team isn't superior to what this version is, because Kevin's an all-time player. But I'm having more fun as a fan. I'm telling you, I'm having more fun, and I think the players are having more fun. They don't have the weight of all of the national media saying, if you don't win a championship, everything is for naught. I mean, there's something to be said. When this was a traveling circus day in, day out, it wore on these guys. And I think injecting the 22-year-old Jordan Poole into the mix, it has changed everything. Now these guys are all the older guys looking at the young guy, and he's brought that joyful, kind of playful way, style about himself, and it's really changed everything. Look, Steph Curry has a chance to have four rings in the LeBron era, tying LeBron. He would be in the Bay Area. He would match Joe Montana. And Bill Walsh only won 3 rings because he retired. Steve Kerr could beat Bill Walsh. I can't believe I'm saying these things. That's how historically epic this dynasty has been for the Golden State Warriors, and I think they validate everything if they can get to a championship this year.
And heavy hangs the head that wears the crown, and they had to take that mark on their back and live with it and deal with it and defend it the way they did. How much less is this because they're not the team to beat? They haven't won a championship in a couple of years. They got picked off early, as a matter of fact, some years due to injuries, other reasons, and the like. But now they do look like a serious championship contender. Will they flourish in that role as well as they did in the one of defending championships previously?
You know, it's interesting. They have been the hunted for so long.
Yep.
Now they're finally out hunting others. And it's a unique role for them. I really do. I think it's a unique role. And they've been doubted a lot. Before it was, hey, you know, everybody hates us. They want to see us lose. And Draymond specifically really fed off that. That's not really Steph Curry's MO. That's just not how he plays. You know, I mean, he's kind of the lovable, you know, baby face, you know, if you're going to go wrestling term here. Whereas Draymond loves the heel. You know, he's kind of their bad boy Pistons kind of a player. So I actually think that they're enjoying this. I think they love this. They love that they're being doubted and kind of counted out. And again, I go back to, I think a lot of people don't give them any credit for the KD years. So I think that first championship, hey, you know, Kevin Love got hurt. Kyrie got hurt. All this dilution. You added Kevin Durant. You know, would you really want it? I think if you can win one without him, it kind of speaks to the organizational philosophy, strength in numbers. That's what they've been saying for years. And it puts that cherry on the top of the pie. And that's what they need. They need something to validate everything. Not necessarily for us locals. We love them. I'm talking national media. So I think one ring, I think it validates everything.
That's pretty fair. I asked you to comp this team to the previous Warrior Championship teams with the core of the three guys. There's another piece to the core, and that would be the head coach, Steve Kerr, who has needed to coach this team a little bit differently than some of those other championship teams. Mm. Has he changed? Has his style changed? Or has Steve Kerr made Steve Kerr work for changing Warrior teams as they go for another deep run in the playoffs?
Well, you know, Steve Kerr, I just love the man. I love the man. He's not a perfect X's and O's coach, but he's a great people person. He communicates with these guys on an intellectual level. He has such great relationships with these guys. And yeah, you know, Draymond and him were ready to kill each other a couple of years ago. Kevin Durant, I think part of the reason KD's not here is because of Steve Kerr's insistence on ball movement, not ISO. You know, like, KD wanted to play his way. How's that working out for him? I just look at Steph Curry, and as great as Steve Kerr is, everything starts with him. I think Steph Curry is the greatest team player of all time. He allows the GM to do his job. They got three, four youngsters under 22, Moody, Kuminga, Wiseman, and Jordan Poole. Most teams that LeBron's on and KD's on, they want veterans. Okay, Steph Curry didn't say boo-hoo. He allowed the coach to work in the rookies throughout the year. You're seeing the plant grow right now with Jordan Poole. We'll see what happens with the other guys. And then he brings in the team guys like Kevon Looney. He brings in the OG veterans like Otto Porter Jr., who they basically didn't play on back-to-backs all year. They managed his minutes beautifully, and now it's paying dividends. Steve Kerr's got the Midas touch, in my opinion. But it's because of Steph Curry. He's the greatest teammate I have ever seen in any sport. I've seen Barry Bonds. I've seen Jerry Rice. They all complain about something. Steph Curry doesn't complain about anything. And it all starts with him. And he lets the coach coach him. And everything flows downhill from there. It's just an incredible thing to see.
Well, when the Warriors play tomorrow, win, lose, or draw, I'll be thinking about you, because if they go up for it, see you later, bye, get ready for that next round challenge against the Grizz, which they got to get there first, but they look good after losing game one. I'll be thinking about you then. If they got to work a little bit and have to go back to your place out there on the left coast and get game five, I'll be thinking about you as well. Joe, you gave us a great rundown on the team. Can tell you are both a member of the media and a fan. Thanks for wearing your fandom on your sleeve with us here. Do appreciate that. Thanks for hopping on with us tonight.
Anytime. It's going to be a great show. We all want the best matchups. We want to see the stars. Steph Curry's a star, and now Jordan Poole is too, people. Watch. I'm telling you, this kid is special.
That is Joe Shasky from 95.7 The Game in San Francisco here with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, come back. Let's continue the NBA playoff conversation. Joe saying lock it up. It's over and done with. Warriors win easy tomorrow. We got any Nugget fans out there who want to think that you can at least put up some kind of defense in this series? Hop aboard. 855-212-4227. Jay Mack here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.